Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Let's talk about the hiring of former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel.
We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring.
This will be a news interview, and I was not involved in her hiring.
Because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor. She has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Maybe you're projecting hostile feelings.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That $500 million bond that had been set and that the former president had to deal with today has now been reduced to $175 million.
And honestly, this is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice.
You serious?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you wish to give us a call or just give us a message on the Chump line from 1 to 4. We will get back to welfare and the situation in the illegal alien community with all the welfare and the handouts they're getting, and I'll read the entire list one more time. But first, we have to check in with Justin Manning from J.J. Manning Auctioneers. We like to check in on the real estate market every month or so to find out how things are going. And, Justin, there have been some changes since we last spoke, and there's a change in the way that commissions are figured for realtors. That's not what you're into. You're not a realtor or a real estate agent, but what should people know about these changes that have been made?
Yeah, Howie, it's interesting. The best terminology to kind of encapsulate what's going on is to say that there is a decoupling of the real estate commission. Because historically, if you list a property for sale with a broker and you're paying them 5 or 6%, whether or not there's a buyer's agent involved or not, that's the amount you're paying. So there's kind of been this, revolution in a way where they don't want to have to be forced to pay the other side. So it's one of these arguments. It's like Roe versus Wade. You're going to have two sides to the argument. You're going to have aggressive arguments on both sides. And I think that from a buyer's perspective, Howie, I think they lose a little bit of protection because now a buyer has to go right to the listing agent who's working for the seller, and now they don't have someone maybe looking out for them, you know, that can be their person. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's a layer of protection that's missing. I've been in the business for 30 years. Funny enough, I actually am a realtor and a broker, but I only sell at auction.
Right.
I have to be in those arenas in order to do my job properly for my clients. Because you'll find every single piece of marketing I put out there, it says I'm working exclusively on behalf of the seller in this transaction. I don't represent buyers. I never have a conflict. I don't care. But I will say that I think a lot of times it's muddy, it's confusing. But I do think people need a professional to help them if they're not a real estate professional. So this is a messy one.
But a buyer still can get somebody to represent him, can't he?
Yeah, so the main points are they're going to change. One is they're not going to allow a listing broker to put in MLS how much they'll pay a buyer's broker. But they can put it on their own website. They can put it on their own materials. They just can't put it on MLS. And then buyer's agents, who are super important, those are the hustlers. Those are the ones without the listings,
right,
hustling around for their client. They have to have a written agreement with their buyer. I mean, honestly, they should anyway, but now it's going to be
red tape.
You know, more formalized, where they need to have a buyer's agency agreement.
And where you'll have to initial these documents every page that you don't bother to read. And somehow that will make everything cleaner, supposedly.
Haven't you ever refinanced before, Howie? I'm sure you didn't look at the 180 pages.
That's what I'm saying. But I still remember having to initial every page.
So I guess ultimately what I'd say is that it's funky because there will not be on MLS, there will not be a buyer's broker commission listed. If you see something listed, meaning a buyer's broker or a buyer that has an agent they're working with, they have to contact that broker or go to that broker's website and find out what are they offering. And that's really what's changing. But I don't want them to lose the protection of having someone, a confidant, someone that they trust in that's going to look out for them, instead of having to go right to the fox that's the listing agent that's really truly repping the seller, right?
So tell us, again, as always, dating back to ancient times, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, now more than ever. So what is this? What's the situation in the Massachusetts residential market right now as we're in the middle of the spring season?
What's happening right now is the inventory is still so low, Howie. And what I'll tell you, funny enough, from our end of things, I'm getting an awful lot of calls from your clients that didn't call me over the winter. I was like twiddling my thumbs in January and February. Now all of a sudden they're all ready. So obviously a lot of your listeners, not of your listeners that are ready to sell now. And I think it's because generally people wait for the season. They think, like I had a guy recently, he didn't want to sell until the grass was a little greener in his yard.
Right.
And I know that matters, but to him it mattered very much. And I was okay with that to wait until he was prepared. But inventory is low. Things are moving quickly. Rates are just a hair below 7. And I think from what I'd say is, think about this. I was actually listening to a pretty good podcast recently, and the person was saying that there's really not a, if you're in the market and you've got the money, it is a good time to buy, because even if you buy and you're stuck at 7, if the rate goes down in 3 or 4 years, you can refi. If the rate stays the same, then that's fine. If it goes up, you feel like a champion. So yeah. I don't think that, you know, it really, I do think if you're a young family, you're like, gee, should I? I think you get in. You can always refinance. If you can get in a little under 7, then do it, you know, because you're not going to regret it. You're going to be able to correct it at some point, or, you know, stay the course.
Right, and if you're worried about getting in at 7, let me tell you, you can worry a lot more about getting in at 17, which is where I got in. it can get worse, you know. I hate to say, Biden. I hope it doesn't happen, but Biden could get reelected, and then the bottom will really fall out of everything.
No, I agree, and I think as the consummate historian, I think we know there's cycles. Like for me in my business, 1992 was a cycle. 2009 was a cycle. It hasn't been for quite a while, but there could be a cycle where all of a sudden we have a spike in interest rates. It's not a bad time to get in if you can. Interest rates, again, don't affect me too much, but I wanted to mention real quick to you too, Howie, that we had talked recently about commercial real estate and some of that Class B commercial real estate. I think that is the elephant in the corner that's ready to come over and, you know, spray everybody. I just think that is the segment of the market that could pull things down and push interest rates up from the banking perspective.
Yeah, I'm just hearing terrible stories about urban commercial real estate is just it looks like you're right, it's ready to tumble. So if people want to sell, why should they go to an auctioneer rather than a broker?
Well, first off, they don't have to worry about any of this NAR stuff, because in an auction, the buyer pays everybody. The buyer pays the buyer's premium, and that pays everything. It pays me, it pays any buyer's brokers, it pays the advertising. The buyer's paying the whole shebang, just as if you went to a Christie's or Sotheby's auction and bought a piece of artwork, no differently. Okay, so, but I think more importantly, in these days, no contingencies is always the key. When I talk to someone after I've sold for them, and whether they're happy or satisfied or a little sad or whatever it might be, generally satisfied or happy, that I say, what did you like best about it? And they said, the no contingencies, you just can't touch it, because you don't get picked over by an inspection. You don't deal with an appraisal issue. You're not dealing with septic issues. You're not dealing with anything. It's just a straightforward as-is sale with title being conveyed from party A to party B. And there's a real nice, clear approach to that. And that's what people keep telling us as we continue to sell for them.
So if you get the day of the auction, the deal is cut, and you don't have to worry about, so, well, I'm going to have my appraiser come in, and we got to see if the septic system is about to fail and that kind of stuff. Or is there any lead paint in the house? There's none of that jive.
Here's the beautiful thing. There's a process in regular transactions. There's an offer that's written with about $1,000 down, and then both parties agree to a mutually agreeable purchase and sale agreement. All of that, take all of it, and bundle it up and throw it out the window. There's an auction P&S. It says party A is going to deliver title to party B with clear title, period. So at the auction, the buyer not only puts down a 10% deposit, they sign the P&S at the auction. Their offers are made when they hold up their numbers. So we provide all the information ahead of time. Everything's done ahead of time. And it comes down to not highest and best, who's the highest, period. All the work's done ahead of time. All the negotiations are removed from the equation. And your listeners appreciate it more than anyone, because they don't, when you have a deal and you shake on something and you look them in the eye and that's the deal, it should never change or waver. And that's what the auction process is. When deals change and waver, that's what makes people scared and give them trepidation, and we provide that certainty.
All right. So if people want to learn more about the auction process before they give you a call, where can they go to read up on the J.J. Manning Auctioneers and just the auction process in general?
Absolutely. They can first visit the website if they want at jjmanning.com, and then if they want to get a great explanation from a guy that has been with us since 2009, call my man Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111, and he can go through it soup to nuts with you.
You got any auctions with Howie Carr listeners coming up?
It sounds like a setup, Howie, but it isn't. This is organic, everyone. Howie, we do have next week, we're selling a house in Suffield, Connecticut for a great guy who is relocating to the Carolinas. So we get the open house Wednesday and his auction next Wednesday. That's on jjmanning.com. And then we get another guy that Charlie's talking to right now that's got a great house in Acton. And I know from hearing this right now that he's going to sign up and have that online as well.
Deerfield used to play Suffield, and I used to live in Acton, so I know both those places. It's
you know me, Howie. You know me. I'm a Choate guy, so you and I are actually, you know, we're arch rivals.
Suffield was one of our secondary rivals, but we played them up and down the line. All right. Justin Manning, give us the number one more time for Charlie Gill and the website address.
Yep. You can call Charlie at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and spin around there.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Justin. And good luck. Good luck to the listeners in Suffield and Acton on their upcoming auctions. I'm Howie Carr.
Get a crash course from the captain on everything he's talking about in today's show.
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on today's edition of Howie's Homework.
You'll be up to speed on today's news in no time.
He's Howie Carr.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is James Carville says that preachy females are driving people, especially men, out of the Democrat Party. Do you agree?
I do agree.
78% say yes.
It keeps going up through the course of the day. 781 says, Howie, you paid 17% mortgage, but the houses were a lot lower. You probably paid $250,000 or less for your house. Yes. You know what I paid for my first house in Somerville? It was a one-family house, which is only 12% of the housing stock in Somerville. $47,000. But, you know, I wasn't making any money. You understand? I was working at City Hall, and I was working with these guys. I was working with the guys from the Globe. And one of them, he was a UNC guy like me. I was close to him. He had a house in Newton. He was several years older than me. And he'd gotten a mortgage for like 4% or 5%. So we talked a lot every day. And when I got my 17% mortgage in Somerville as opposed to Newton, I was paying more per month than he was paying in Newton. And that's, I mean, when you're in that kind of an economic situation, you begin to get very frightened. I mean, you say, it's 17%, but what if Carter's reelected and a year from now it's 27%? Then I'll really be frozen out. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. I wouldn't want anyone to, it's not fun to go through, but, you know, anything can happen when you have these Democrats in power. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to mention one more thing before we go back, before I read the freebies for illegals. Jeff Bezos, before he got the helicopter pilot, you know, the woman who goes from one rich guy to the next, from each one richer, she can't really top Jeff Bezos. But he left his ex-wife behind, Mackenzie Scott. And she got $38.3 billion in the divorce. $38.3 billion. So she has just announced charitable donations of $640 million, almost all of which will go to, as the New York Post puts it, extreme left-wing causes, including helping illegal aliens who commit crimes and boosting transgender athletes who want to compete against women. Isn't that great? What a wonderful society.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
The big winners from the former Mrs. Jeffrey Bezos include the Florida Immigrant Coalition, which vehemently opposes Governor Ron DeSantis' crackdown on illegal aliens who commit crimes. Scott's other awards include $117 million to 67 prisoner advocacy groups and other organizations helping jailbirds and ex-cons, and $72 million to 43 groups promoting, quote, gender identity, quote, unquote, sexual orientation, quote, unquote, and other LGBTQ causes, such as championing the rights of transgender girls, also known as men, to compete in female sports. She's already given away $16.5 billion of the $38.3 billion fortune she came into after divorcing Bezos in 2019, 5 years ago. Of the $72 million Scott, Mrs. Bezos, gave to LGBTQ causes, at least $16 million went to nonprofits leading the charge to allow men to participate in female sports, including the ACLU of Alabama. Oh, that's swell, isn't it? Baltimore-based Soccer Without Borders and Out Front Minnesota. 844-500-4242. We come back. Freebies for Illegals, a comprehensive list, and we'll take your phone calls. I'm Howie Carr.
From the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Before we read the illegal alien freebies list, I'll take a call on the real estate in the 80s. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
First-time caller. In 1987, I bought my first house for $150,000. My interest rate was 19%. My payment
that's awful high in 1987, Nancy.
Well, that's because I put 5% down, and I might not have had the best mortgage company at the time. I was pretty green, so I didn't know what I was doing.
Sounds like you had the Piranha Mortgage Company.
Yeah, definitely.
That was what Joe Barboza's loan company was called back in the day. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, so my monthly payment was about, I'd say like $1,800. And at the time, my husband and I were making $450 a week per, so we were taking in $900. But so that's $3,600 a month, and my mortgage was half of what, you know, half of that.
Yeah.
But I did it because I knew I could do it. I stuck to my guns. I watched what I spent, and that's what I see is people, it's misappropriation of funds of what they have. They don't spend correctly, and they don't know how to save, and they don't know how to cook and do the things they need to do to have the things that they need. And I still live like that, and I can still get by.
You know, people that inherited property, they're so lucky, you know, because a lot of us didn't inherit property. And it's so different when you don't have to worry about something like that. You know, it's hard to imagine. You know, we down here in Florida, a lot of the people we live with, probably more than half, just inherited the places, and they're worth huge amounts of money now. And it's just I don't think you fully appreciate anything unless you have to really earn it. But, you know, that's just the way it is, Nancy. You and I guess, you know, we'd say, oh, that's BS if we'd inherited something. But it's different if you didn't inherit it. Thanks for the call, Nancy. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Okay, so I want to go over this list. And, again, we have the whole list at HowieCarShow.com. And it's just under Freebies for Illegals, a comprehensive list. And my column from yesterday in the Herald is posted there as well. But I'll just give you the list. And again, the Herald has filed a Freedom of Information Act request, the demand, I guess you'd call it, to get all the documents from the state. But the state's, you know, dragging their feet, just like the city of Boston drags their feet. They don't feel like they have to. The media is basically defunct now in Boston and everywhere else. And, you know, it used to be you could throw a lawyer. If they defied the, you go to the Secretary of State and you'd say, here, I've waited 10 days. They haven't done it. The Secretary of State would order them to turn over the documents, whether it's city or state. They would defy that. And then you just get a lawyer, because everybody had a lawyer on retainer, and just go into court and demand to get the documents. And generally speaking, eventually they'd turn them over. Now they know the newspapers are broke, the TV stations are broke, everybody's broke. So they just defy it. They refuse to turn over everything. They got all the money because they got taxes. You know, they're Democrats. So they get away with that, not turning over any documents. So we just have to go with what we got. So this is This is the list here of general welfare costs for illegal aliens in the motels. And again, I'm probably missing a few things, but this is the best list I can come up with right now. And no one from the state has come and said, oh, hey, you're wrong about these costs. Okay, so I'm just going to read down the list. And get on the line if you want to talk about this. And again, check it out if you want tonight, HowieCarShow.com. And just, it's right there. Free hotel rooms at $150 plus per day. Three meals a day at $65 per person per diem. Free on-site medical and dental services. Including condoms. That's one of the few good deals for us taxpayers. Special diet for Ramadan. Free same-day dry cleaning with free pickup and delivery. Everything free in America. Free housekeeping for your room twice a week. Everything free in America. Free cell phones with chargers and charging ports. Everything free in- that's enough. Free tablets and iPads. Free clothing, new and used. Everyone got a free winter coat, gloves, and shoes. That explains why everybody looks so good when they're out shoplifting and you see them in the stores. free toiletries, toothpaste, deodorant, special ethnic shampoos, skin cream, aspirin, toothbrushes, feminine products. And then, of course, for the children, because everybody, all the women came in pregnant because they wanted to have the anchor baby. They get free diapers, wipes, diaper pails, cribs, bassinets, playpens, baby bottles, baby formula, free car seats, free mother bags, new mother bags, playrooms for the young illegals with free toys and books, which must be replaced often because they destroy the everything because it's all free, right? Okay, sundry free stuff and services. And again, this is all available at how you can get... None of these services are available, but you can get a list of the services that would be available to you if you were an illegal alien criminal. Free tax preparation at $350 per family. Even though next to none of them work, they will all get big returns via the child tax credit, which I think is like the earned income tax credit, or maybe it's different. It could be different. I've never gotten either one, so how would I know? A free work permit attorney. That guy doesn't get much business, obviously, at any of these flop houses. Free asylum attorney. He'll file your petitions for you when you claim asylum. What are you fleeing, Pierre? Work. Free mass health coverage. That's Medicaid. Free vaccination clinics. Free WIC cards. Some people don't know what a WIC card is. Women, infant, and children. That's $400 to $800 a month, even though you're getting the three free meals a day and you're getting all the baby formula and everything else supplied, you still get the WIC cards. Free welfare checks from the Department of Transitional Assistance. The only transition is when you die. Then the checks stop. Most of the time here in Massachusetts, that's the only time the checks stop. A family of four pockets $2,880 a month. Free Uber or Lyft to schools, grocery stores, doctor's appointments, hospitals, jobs, interviews, entertainment. Free public transportation, but of course, nobody's taking the bus when you got a chauffeur coming on the arm. Free transportation to church via either Uber or provided by the church. Holiday parties. Holiday parties. I guess this is like the electeds of color. I don't know if this is illegals of color or everyone's invited. Holiday parties at the motel. Movie nights. Free postage stamps and envelopes. What does it cost to send a first-class letter back to Port-au-Prince or Caracas or the Congo? Free notary service. Free English as a second language, ESL. Again, not too much demand for that. 24/7 security, school choice transportation via Uber or buses. This costs big, big money. All the local school systems are overwhelmed, as are the first responders, because by the flood of 911 calls, answering domestic disturbances, drugs, alcohol, and general third world nonsense calls. Okay, suppose you move out. For starters, you get $30,000 in rental assistance over 2 years from the state's home-based program. Don't ask me what private landlord is renting. You've got to get his real estate, his property, demolished for $30,000. Doesn't seem like a good deal to me, but maybe somebody wants to do that. So in addition to the $30,000 you get for the 2 years, you get free U-Haul and boxes on moving day. Also on moving day, you get free luggage. When you move into your new flop house, you get new beds for every family member. It's delivered free of charge. You get free furniture, up to 10 items, couch, tables, end tables, rugs, etc. You get a free move-in package worth up to $900. That's also delivered free. That would include such things as plates, towels, cutlery, etc. And of course, you need a group of welfare workers to handle all of your government benefits here in the first world, now that you've died and gone to heaven. You get a first before you move out, you get an assigned case manager to find you a free place to stay, and the case manager, of course, will negotiate the rent or the lease on your home base program. You get case managers to make sure that the welfare keeps coming in. DTA, WIC, MassHealth, as I mentioned, and the SSI. That was a surprise to me when I got this list. I didn't know about SSI. That's when you're disabled. And, of course, it's all disabled. Everybody's got to – you got to be disabled. Free caseworkers for early childhood intervention. DCF, Department of Children and Families, they're not a very good agency, as we know from many years past, even for Americanos. But those are for people struggling with parenting. They also have free life coaches from DCF. Assorted other expenses, the hotels need, they rent out the function rooms that are used by the social workers for the welfare services, and also the staging areas for the free meals that they get. And sometimes that runs over $1,000 a day per day per hotel. And there's a bunch of hotels, obviously. Hotels also charge for internet and office supplies for caseworkers. And there's next to no follow-up for many state agencies. The hacks have no idea how bad it is. The hotel staff cannot evict for offenses that would get U.S. citizens tossed under the right to shelter program. They have stashes of drugs, alcohol, knives, guns, air fryers, hot plates. All this stuff is a violation. Get you tossed if you're an American citizen. 844-500-4242. That's your free stuff. 339, the free postage helps sending money back to their families in their foreign countries. 508, why would the check stop at death? Don't see why Massachusetts would start looking now. 860, to quote live shot John Kerry, these illegals will be a bargain. It'll be a bargain if we can get them on a plane like Monty, the guy who was deported after murdering somebody. And now he's complaining. By the way, here's his last quote about how he was badly treated. This is the illegal alien from West Africa who was deported, and now he's claiming he was abused after being convicted as an accessory after the fact of murder. This is in the Globe. I don't think it's fair for any human to have to go through what I went through. Everyone should be treated humanely. How about the guy that you were involved in murdering, Monty? Should he have been treated humanely? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508. Bet their kids don't have to eat ramen every night. We do. Welcome to America, American. I'm Howie Carr.
Everything free in America.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242-781 says, I know for a fact many elderly on elder services in the state are getting kicked off based entirely on eligibility since January. That's when it really started going south. And, of course, the people who work for a living who actually produce goods and services are fleeing the state in record numbers. So the monthly tax collections have been plummeting for the last 6 to 9 months, even though they have this so-called millionaire's tax in effect. Even though they got sports betting, the revenue is still dropping because so many people are clearing out of the state as fast as they can. And someone wants to know who pays the case managers. Get out of denial. You know who's paying the case managers. Got a mirror? Look in the mirror. That's who's paying the case managers. Don't kid yourself. Don't even try to kid yourself. 844-500-4242. School choice for migrants but not for citizens. The Democrats have created an astronomical level of resentment, and hopefully they will pay in the polls for it. I don't know. I think people are just moving out. I hope they will pay the price. But it's like New York's the same way. I mean, the people who used to vote in Republican governors and Republican, even AGs, are gone. They're in Florida, they're in Tennessee, or they're in the cemetery. 844-500-4242. So we can't put a nativity scene up on Town Common, but they can get free transportation to church. Yes, you've got it. Yes, you've got it. Leslie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Leslie.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I worked all my life just about. I have two good pensions coming in and good Social Security. I pay over $600 a month between Medicare, dental, and gap insurance.
Yeah?
And dental. I just recently had a tooth break in the front, and I couldn't have one of those implants, so they had to make like a little bridge. The thing cost $2,000. My dental insurance paid $1,500 of it. I got stuck with the $500. I wish I could go to one of these dental wagons at the hotel.
Yeah, you've seen the one we printed a picture in the Herald of one of the dental wagons that comes in from UMass. You get dental and medical, and the people that were coming in, they all had these brand new coats and jackets on. It was it's ridiculous. And Lowell's got one of the biggest shelters in the state, maybe the biggest one. That's the old UMass dorm, Leslie.
Go to Mexico and come across the border and see if I can pass for one.
free bridges, only if you're an amigo. Cheryl Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cheryl Ann.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
What I don't understand is why would any American want to pay all this money to someone who's here illegally? I don't get it.
I don't, Cheryl Ann, I don't get it either. 90% of the people listening to us don't get it either. And the other 10% are in on the scam and they want the fundamental transformation of America. I don't get it. What's in it for anybody in America to import an underclass from the third world that's going to be dependent on us?
And nobody is vetted. Terrorists have come in. People are raping people. People are killing people. It's like, I just don't get it. I mean, if you want to spend money, spend it on Americans who need money.
Right. I agree. And they're beginning to cut services in the state of Massachusetts just because they don't have money. They all the money is going for these illegal aliens. See you tomorrow on Howie Carr.